If you look at the river, it's like looking at the prairie. At a distance, it looks really nice, but when you get up close, you learn all about its wildlife and how it supports life. The river is the same way. It speaks to you. Every day is different. And you can tell its mood by what it is doing. Sometimes it is yelling at you, roaring down the river. It's flooding. It's saying, why did you let all those hardscapes go upstream? Why are you letting so much sediment come down because it's all brown? Why are you doing this to me? Because you're really doing it to yourself. And then other times it's barely moving. And that way you can get into your canoe and you can fill out one hand to the side of the canoe, and it's cool because that's aquifer water, and you can put your hand out the other side and it's warm water, and that's because it's more river water. I guess it all started right here in Dayton with Glenn Thompson, publisher of the Journal Herald. He was a great conservationist, and he started the Little Miami Conservancy, Dayton Beautiful. He started the beginning organization of the Ohio Environmental Council. He started the Five Rivers Metro Parks area. After a hard day of work, he would get in his car, we had the canoe on the top, and head for the Little Miami and start canoeing. He wanted to keep it so that you could paddle the whole length and not seem humankind. And so he got some local legislators excited about it and laid the groundwork for the Scenic River Law, which was passed in 1968. It all started right here. It was Glenn's love for the Little Miami that gave him the idea to find other like-minded people who would want a state law to protect rivers. The Little Miami River is unique in that it's the only scenic river in the state that has its full length designated as a scenic river. All 107 miles of it. Most of those scenic rivers are just sections, but this is the whole length, which makes it very unusual. It's a beautiful river. It's free flowing. It has few human intrusions, in other words, bridges across it. It's green most of the way down on both of its banks. That's one thing that is part of the scenic river requirements. If you want to become a scenic river, you need to have riparian way. You need to have few human intrusions. It's not just something you can say you want. It's something you have to earn. And there was a lot of cleanup of this river in the late 1960s to make it a scenic river. Back in the 60s, there were lots of tires. They were the thing to stabilize the banks in those days. Big pieces of concrete. There are people still that want to put big pieces of concrete along the banks to stabilize them. But that takes away the scenic beauty of the river. And the Scenic River Law really wants you to keep the river scenic, like it should be, and not like how man has tried to improve it. The preferred method is stabilizing the banks using trees that have fallen into the river, and you tie them to the bank so they reflect the water's flow, the current of the water in different directions. It's like a giant pool table. You shoot a ball one direction, it hits a side, and it bounces off another direction. Well, the idea is to create natural barriers that will help the sediment fill in the backspace between the barrier and the bank and rebuild the bank, but also deflect the water in a new direction so it doesn't undercut the trees like it's doing now. We're one of the few states that has a scenic river law. And rivers are really important. You know, we can live 3 weeks without food, but only 3 days without water. We need clean water, and we need lots of it. As climate changes, it's one reason why Ohio is becoming the center for a lot of new industry, is because we have water. We have dependable water, and we need to protect it.